What happened in Las Vegas is in many ways a miracle. The police department has done such an incredible job, and we'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by. He was a sick man, a demented man, a lot of problems, I guess, and we're looking into him very, very seriously, but we're dealing with a very, very sick individual.
Once again, the mass shooting has sparked conversation about changing the country's gun laws. Despite the increasing number of shootings and the easy availability of weapons under the Constitution's Second Amendment, change has proven politically impossible so far. Recalling the 2012 shooting at a school in the state of Connecticut, Democratic Senator Christopher Murphy says the mass shootings will continue if laws are not addressed.
And I want my colleagues to understand the pain that comes when the victims of this kind of epidemic violence see nothing but silence from this body. The hurt is deep, the scars are wide in Newtown, but they are made wider by the fact that this body in 4.5 years has done absolutely nothing to reduce the likelihood of another mass shooting. And indeed, because we have done nothing, the mass shootings continue.